I'm Farai Chidea, and this is News and Notes. For the ladies who think it's hard to find a black man who loves black women, Finesse Mitchell says he's just what you're looking for. In fact, the comedian and Essence magazine columnist cares so much he's written a new book to help a sister out. Yes, he is taken, but his book is called Your Girlfriends Only Know So Much. In it, Finesse advises black women on figuring out their male counterparts. He also gives his tips on mastering the dating game. Like he says, if you want to know whether or not to buy that pair of skinny jeans, go ahead and ask your girlfriend. But when it comes to men, ask Finesse. So we took him up on his offer and invited Finesse to come by. He's right here. Hey, how you doing?
Hey, Farai, how are you?
I'm doing great. So, you know, you have all sorts of jokes as a comedian about women and men, but this book has a little tinge of seriousness to it, doesn't it?
Right. Just some real life, in the trenches type information that unless you've done it or, you know, had a best friend really go through it and you were witness to it, then you would just say, oh, that's not true. But everybody who's had their heart broken and everybody who's had some great successes, they read the book, and if they're not smiling, they're laughing. If they're not laughing, they just chuckling out loud.
What made you want to even break down the situation between men and women?
I really enjoy it. I'm writing because I've always wanted to write more seriously than just write jokes. With SNL, you're always writing one particular type of humor. And so when Essence came to me with the opportunity to give women relationship advice, instead of just month after month, questions after questions that I thought was so common sense sometimes or so plain, but sometimes people get a little clouded when it comes to love, I decided to, yo, let me put everything in a one-stop shop for women.
Well, you know what? You have this whole thing of the list. What do you mean by the list?
Everybody knows that in order to have some success in getting anything close to what you want, you got to have an idea of what you want. So if you're not actually writing it down, because I know a lot of women who used to write stuff down on paper and then scratch it out 3 months later when they find out they didn't really want that. To women who just keep an idea of what they want in their heads, I think that's important to know your type. And if you know your type, you know a good friend from a good love interest.
You have a hilarious sequence in the book where you talk about if men have little flashcards on their forehead, things you can't see, but maybe you should.
You like that?
I love that.
Figuring guys out.
Mm-hmm.
And if everything was on their forehead, the whole game of just, you know, is this guy serious? Is this guy telling me the truth? Is this guy genuine? Or am I genuine? Do I like, you know what I mean?
Does this guy have 12 kids by 12 women?
There you go. And I broke them all down, right?
You did. Now, let's go back to this question of the list. Tarsha in St. Louis asks, when is a list too long and how detailed should it be? Right now, her list is 47 items long and includes things like, he needs to sleep on the left side of the bed and he must love sushi. Has Tarsha taken it too far?
A little bit. Just a little bit. That whole sushi thing is unacceptable. No. But yeah, 47 things. That's interesting. At most.
For the woman who wants it all.
For the woman who wants it all. But then I also touch on that 80-20 rule where I have a paragraph in there that just says, you know, you cannot expect somebody to be everything you want because nobody's made that way. And you have to be able to compromise and realize some things you can live without. And you shouldn't throw away a good person simply because they don't sleep on the left side of the bed. And the most important thing, after you put that list of 47 things together, you got to be honest with yourself. That man too good for you. You can't keep that man. That man, I know plenty of people. I know dudes that'll cross over to meet that man if he got to have all 47 things. So, you know, I tell women to keep it simple. You know, because once you say this is what he has to have, that's it. Every guy that comes close, you're still, you know, folding your arms and sucking your teeth like, you know, wasting my time.
We actually had a conversation on our bloggers roundtable where someone said that his friends thought it was traitorous for black women to date white men.
Love has no color, man. Life is short. And if you really just want to fall in love with a good person, a decent person, you know, because there's no sense in waiting all this time and finding a black man and then he beats you every night. You know, when you had this nice white guy, this nice Hispanic guy who would treat you like a queen. I mean, you have to go with somebody ultimately who wants to be there with you for the long term. You can't necessarily go by color because those options aren't even always available to you. I mean, think of this, Farai. The higher you go in the business world, the less blacks you see. But since your routine becomes so constant day in and day out, you start to fall in love with the people you see. And so if you're a black woman and all the men are white, eventually you start dating white men and vice versa.
That's true for at least some people, not everybody, but
not everybody. You got to hope you know exactly what you want. But if you don't have time to, like, because some women feel like they're on a timetable. Oh, I got to get this done. And so they want to get along with whoever wants to get along with them and go through life with them. But then at the same time, there are women that's just like, I know exactly what I want. I want a nice, strong black man who's just going to treat me right. And those guys are out there, too. But then you can't get better in the search because it's taking so long.
Here's another question for you. Courtney in Los Angeles has been engaged for over 2 years. She and her fiancé have not set a date yet. He says he wants to be financially secure so he can take care of her and her son properly, and he wants to move straight into a house once they're married. She thinks that his ideas are great, but she also feels like he's really putting off the wedding. What do you think?
Whoa. Who knows?
That's an honest answer.
I mean, who knows? I mean, there are a lot of men who want all their ducks lined up in a row, and they feel like the commitment is, I put a ring on your finger. I'm letting you know, hey, it's you, boo. You the one I want. I mean, who knows? Because that's a tough one. Because it gets to the point where you start to get nervous and you start thinking, well, maybe, you know, we should push this thing back because we were better off as just dating. We didn't have any problems whatsoever. And then the minute you start planning a wedding, all of a sudden problems start coming. And you're like, oh, man, I'm messing up what I had, you know. But you got to know the situation personally. And I think 2 years is a long time to be engaged.
So, Finesse, do you have a book for the brothers, too, or are you just going to leave that all in your secret card room talk?
No, the next book is called Stop Lying, Brother. You know you're not an astronaut.
All right, you got me, Finesse. Thanks a lot.
All right, thank you for having me.
Finesse Mitchell is a comedian, columnist, and author of Your Girlfriends Only Know So Much. You can find out more about his online work and his offline work at our website, nprnewsandnotes.org. He joined us in our NPR West studios.